I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about this movement that's been referred to as reclaiming MLK. You know, what does that mean? Who are we reclaiming MLK from? And what does that look like? Like, what does it look like for us to actually reclaim Dr. King's legacy?
We are we will be reclaiming Dr. King's legacy from those that have used his memory and his legacy to further push Black people down. Mm. Even this idea of a day of service itself, I find offensive to his legacy, because while he did promote service in our communities, he was a man of action. Mm-hmm. And so that is the legacy that we want to bring back to the fold and have people understand that action is service. These are not two separate ideas. And we need to get back to a place where we're living up to his call to all Americans to fight for justice in this country.
Mm-hmm. Some of the sort of issues and points that you have in the MLK Dare movement, I think, are really, really important. I wonder if you could talk about the significance of each of the following: the call for a fully funded education system, the call for a $15 an hour minimum wage and preserving the right to unionize, and the call for the end to stop and frisk and an independent review board of the police. Talk a little bit about how you came up with those as being central issues and why you think they're significant in this movement.
So the MLK Dare, and the Dare stands for Day of Action, Resistance, and Empowerment, just mm-hmm. if anybody wanted to know, that's what the Dare stands for. Mm-hmm. But the coalition came together through a series of town hall meetings that have been happening since mm-hmm. September-October timeframe.
2014.
There was mm-hmm. this idea we needed to do something for MLK Day as a city, and what was that going to be? And so this coalition came together, and it's a vast and very varied coalition. There are faith leaders, there are community leaders, there are educators, there are union representatives. There's such a wide berth of people that were represented in this coalition of people that came together mm-hmm. over the last 6 weeks to plan on this march and the efforts leading up to it. There was a demand committee that was formed out of all of these people, mm-hmm. when people decided that was something they wanted to tackle, to discuss what the demands were going to be. And here in Philadelphia, we wanted to make sure we hit three key areas that are critical to the lives of Black people and really all Philadelphians. And one is education. Mm-hmm. As you know, we closed over 50 schools last year.
Yes,
our students themselves went on strike at one point. And so we wanted to make sure we address issues surrounding education. It's a critical piece, not only to Dr. King's legacy, but locally here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
The second piece is always economic in nature, because mm-hmm. we need people to make a living wage and be able to live their lives in order to create a better life for themselves and for our city. And then, of course, the third is not just one here, but a national issue, mm-hmm. which has to do with police accountability and the ending of police brutality. So when we looked at those three main areas that we wanted to make sure this march was able to drive home, we came up with these six demands that were specific, that spoke to the unique issues that we are faced with here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where all of the demands came from.
Leslie, thank you so much for joining us on the program here today.
Thanks so much. Invite me back anytime. And people can find me on Twitter at Leslie Mack, M-A-C. And you can always go to FergusonResponse.org for information about actions in your area or to add an action that you're planning.